It's Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, we'd like to catch up with Mayor Rod Scholes from Muswellbrook Shire Council to find out what's doing around the district. Rod, are you well?
Yes, mate, are you?
Good to hear. Now, I wanted to ask, first of all, we're hearing a lot around, the last few weeks about sewage treatment plants in various places that are picking up and testing for COVID. The Muswellbrook sewage treatment plant, does that do that?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good to hear.
All the local wastewater plants will test for COVID.
All right, so if there was something to be aware of, we would be aware of it locally very quickly.
Yes, we would.
Excellent work. Now, how is the lockdown this week affecting things with council services?
Council is taking all steps and precautions to ensure the continuation of essential services and to protect the safety and wellbeing of the community. So council has made the following changes to its operations and facilities in line with the public health order. All of council's community services, including the customer service desk at Campbell's Corner, Muswellbrook, and the Denman Libraries, the Art Gallery, the Cafe, the Fitness Centre, will remain closed for the duration of the lockdown. And staff are still available to answer any queries on 6549 3700, and many services are still available online via the website, including payments, transactions, and the digital library, which was popular in the last big shutdown.
Yeah.
And any kind of requests or issues that people have. So the animal shelter is also closed, but rangers are still on duty, and they'll be looking for and managing any environmental incidents. And also the waste and recycling facilities at Denman and the Denman Transfer Centre are closed for domestic waste. But wheelie bin pickups will still be happening. Now, I have been challenged with regards to that those things are shut.
Right.
And, as a councillor, we actually went back to the health department with regards to the orders, and they've confirmed that it's not appropriate for us to open those facilities. It's more an interaction with our staff and the public, not necessarily anything else.
Well, the good news is, though, that we've got the bulky waste street pickup coming at the end of this month, and in fact starts on the 29th of August.
Yes, it is. But again, I've noticed some households have already started putting out their rubbish.
Jeez, that's early.
Yes, it is. I do ask people not to put it out until the Sunday before their particular pickup. It's not a good look for the town. And children always love to play in these kinds of places, and they're certainly not the safest places.
Definitely. No, don't start putting it out yet. You can find out all the details about when your area is going to get picked up on the Muswellbrook Shire Council website. There's a big icon there, and it's very easy to find. Now, before I let you go, Rod, tell us what's happening with the Blue Heeler Film Festival.
So we're all stuck in lockdown. But don't panic. Get creative and make a short film and enter it in the Blue Heeler Festival. There's a $10,000 prize in the open section. That's for people 18 and over. And there's a $5,000 prize for the secondary school section, which is 14 to 18 years. Blue Heeler Film Festival, again, will be sponsored by Bengala Mining Company and is coming back for its 8th year. And entries are free. The family event, where the films will be shown, will happen at the Muswellbrook Cinema on the Saturday, the 30th of October, and successful entries will be screened alongside live music performances and local entertainment. The most appropriate theme of the short festival will be Don't Panic. So basically, in the context, we're living in a pandemic. Entries are open into films of any genre and must be no longer than 7 minutes. Filmmakers, emerging and experienced, are encouraged to enter and celebrate the craft of storytelling.
Short film festivals are always a heap of fun, Rod. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of those local entries, especially with the theme Don't Panic.
Yes, mate. And we do this in conjunction with the University of Newcastle School of Creative Industries. And it's the whole idea of the festival is to educate young people in how to make film and possibly assist them with their career. And Don't Panic, and the beauty of short film, 7 minutes, the creative juices of a lot of people, I'm sure, are flowing, and they can do them within. If we still happen to be in lockdown for any length of time, it might be very appropriate that we're doing it this kind of show. So for free entry details, go to filmfreeway.com/Blue Heeler Film Festival. And to keep up to date with the actual festival, you can go to the same site. So just go www.BlueHeelerFilmFest.com.au.
And keep listening to this segment each week, because Rod will update us as we get closer and closer to that fantastic film festival. Rod Scholes, thank you very much. As always, mate, really appreciate your time.
Okay. No worries, Beth. Thank you very much.